Back in the Vietnam War era, I was a teenager, and my brother was a few years older, and his best friend was stationed overseas, and I will never forget the card that his friend Chuck sent to him. It was Chuck standing there in his combat gear. He was actually a radio operator, and he was holding the radio, and the message on the card said, "Peace on earth, goodwill toward men." I still remember that card. It had so much impact on me, and it was a reminder that sometimes the fluffy sentiments that we have about Christmas and about the holidays don't always play out so neatly in human experience. The coming of Christ, also known as peace on earth, goodwill toward men, can be messy and uncomfortable and downright conflicted. Living out the will of God sounds beautiful on a Christmas card that's tinged with gold foil, but in reality, it isn't an easy life. Joseph, in today's story, knew that lesson well. We only have a few lines about him in this portion of the gospel. It says, "Mary's husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. Then he had a dream, and in the dream, he heard God's will." And after the dream, the gospel says, "When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him." Later it says, "And he named him Jesus." And by naming this child, he accepts this child as his own. Now that's not the stuff of a fluffy Christmas card. Because when he accepted this child as his own, he also accepted all the awkward questions, all the scandal, but he accepted God's will anyway. Philip Yancey says that a person, and he puts it in quotes, blessed with a direct encounter with God was expected to come away scorched or perhaps even half crippled like Jacob did after his dream. And Joseph fits in that category in a way. If you think about what his emotions must have been after he heard this message of what he was to do to fulfill the will of God and bring this child up, it was not going to be something comfortable. He wouldn't walk away physically wounded and limping, but he had to be emotionally staggered by the thought of this circumstance that confronted him. "Peace on earth," the Christmas card from Combat reads. "Goodwill toward men." We see Joseph on tame, domesticated cards and fail to remember the scandal he endured and the gossip he generated. And like other Jews, this was certainly not the experience he expected with the coming of a Messiah. So saying all that, we ask the question, then is the gospel really good news? Is the coming of Christ something to celebrate? Indeed, it is absolutely the best news, as the love of God symbolized by the flesh of Jesus Christ means that the only thing that matters can't be taken from us. The eternal love of God, our love for others, it cannot be taken from us no matter what happens in this world. Sometimes, though, the peace on earth we pray for and sing about doesn't quite look as we expected. Joseph was obeying God and finding out that the kingdom isn't always the kind of material that goes well on a Christmas card. It's hard work. It can even alienate us sometimes from people and choices which matter to us. It's not something magic to just say peace on earth. It's something that requires peace within an individual heart. Now, how do we find that peace individually so that we can spread that peace throughout the earth? We can come together as Christians, as we do here, and remind each other that the loved ones we have lost live on in God's care. As we say in our burial office of those people, those we love but no longer see. We can remind each other, as The preface in the burial office says that life is changed, not ended. We can have the peace of knowing that our loved ones are in God's care, and that peace in our own hearts means we can act with goodwill, with comfort toward the next grieving person that we meet. And perhaps if that comfort brings peace to another human heart, we might break a chain of hurt or sorrow and establish a cycle of peace. So for Christians, what does the real Christmas sentiment look like? Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Of course, these days we'd have to be gender neutral and say goodwill toward persons or goodwill toward all. It doesn't always look like the fluffy sentiment on the Christmas card. It doesn't look as Joseph expected, and sometimes it doesn't look as we expect. Here's what peace on earth looks like for us individually. It means that we forgive the person who hurts us. It means that we get in touch with the person we've neglected. It means that we listen to someone instead of hurrying on. It means that we choose to love even the person we don't like very much. Those difficult choices, which can feel like they're being made out there in combat, are ones made by people of faith. You won't find those specific words, forgive, touch, listen, love, on a Christmas card with gold foil. But those words are hidden within every sentiment that says peace on earth, goodwill toward all. Peace on earth comes when we undertake these difficult tasks of love, when we try to do as Mary's husband Joseph did, when all people of faith make these choices to act more lovingly towards those who hurt us. Because by doing that, we break the cycle of hurt and sorrow, and we help to bring peace on earth. Christians, like all human beings, endure the pain of the human condition. We face loss, we face failure, we face hurt at the hands of others. But if we have peace, despite those circumstances, we can show goodwill to the next person, and we break that cycle of hurt and loss, and give that next person a chance to pass that on and do the same. Joseph did it, living with faith, making the hard choices to follow God's will. Joseph did it. We can do it. We can stop amid the combat to forgive, to touch, to listen, to love. We are capable of those acts because God is with us, Emmanuel. And with the Spirit of God alive with us and within us, the true Christmas sentiment comes to life outside the Christmas card. When we choose to love, that Christmas sentiment is within reach because God is with us. It finally means something to the individual and to the world at that point. Peace on earth, goodwill toward all. Amen.